Welcome back to the Unpolished Podcast. I'm your one and only host, Alvin Kwai. People are dying, man. People are dying because of this virus, and a lot of people are dying. I like how I'm saying that, like it's new news, like it's a new development. Did you know that people are actually dying from coronavirus? Yeah, people are dying, and I just get like texts and like social media posts and messages about how another one has bitten the dust. So it's tough. Not on them. I no one I know has really died, but you know, it's tough on me just because I have to like try to console people about their relatives dying, but I don't care. I don't care that your grandmother died because I didn't know her. I think like grandmother or grandfather is also like that's as far as it should get in terms of relationship when you tell people like someone in your life has died. You know, if it's like an uncle or if it's like a cousin or if it's a fucking third cousin and you tell me that they died, I'm going to punch you in the face. You didn't know that guy? Or what, you hung out with him once every Christmas? If that? Dude, I see the guy behind the counter at my deli every day. I wouldn't tell you if he died, but I have a closer relationship to my bodega guy than you have to your third cousin. So don't come in here ruining my day and ruining the vibe of the group conversation or the group chat by updating us on, oh, my, some guy I used to work with back at the place I worked at 10 years ago. He was a friend of a friend of a friend. He died. You just want attention. Or you're just bad at talking. That's just not an interesting thing. But even if it's someone who like is closer than that, like say like your grandmother died or something. Honestly, even your parent. If you say your mom died and I never met them, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. My father passed away. I didn't know him. I did not know him. He grew up in Uzbekistan in the 60s. I grew up in Virginia in the early 2000s. I have nothing in common with your dead fucking dad. So don't talk to me about your useless fucking dead dad. Oh, no. No. I mean, you know, I can understand talking about it. But just know that, like, any condolences that I offer and when I say I'm sorry or that I'm praying for your family, I'm not. The memory of your dead dad has faded away faster than he came into my mind. I mean, someone has to say this. Like, no one likes being the person that you have to, like, that consoles other people. It's the least fun job ever. If someone, like, tells you in the middle of the conversation that their parent died or someone in their life has died, you're it's selfish on their part. They are selfish because they're locking you into a conversation that you don't want to have. I don't want to have that conversation. Now I'm stuck. I have to listen to what you have to say. It's the ultimate, like, checkmate. I think that's what you need to do when, like, if you're going through a dry spell and you finally get a date, in order to, like, make them stay, just tell the date that your mom died. Like, just have your friend call you in the middle of the date and then just fake it. Just be like, oh, okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, bye. Thank you for telling me. No, I'll be okay. Goodbye. And the girl's like, oh my God, what happened? And you're just like, my mom died. She's obligated to stay there for another 3 hours and talk to you. Maybe you can get some sympathy, puss. I don't think that would happen. That'd be weird. That'd be weird. I would feel weird doing that. If some chick's like dad just died and then they fucked later that night, it's like, ugh. You had a weird relationship with your father, probably. Probably. So yeah, people are dying. And yeah, just don't tell me. Don't tell me if someone in your family is dead. I don't want to hear about it. A lot of my friends are starting podcasts, and it's really cringy to hear, because I got some professional fucking equipment I'm doing this with. Okay? Spent a lot of dough on this shit, so the sound quality can be good. Some people are like, and it's not only my friends, dude. It's just like, I joined like a couple podcast groups on like social media. And I'll give a couple other podcasts a listen. And dude, the amount of people who are recording podcasts on their phones. And I wouldn't even be surprised if they're not even recording it on a smartphone. Like some of these sound like they're recording it on like Sony Ericsson's from 2007. They're just recording a whole hour-long podcast on their phone. How do you expect people to listen to that? Sounds awful.
Hello? Welcome back to the Birdo Podcast.
So what it sounds like, it literally sounds like all adults and Charlie Brown. That's what your podcast sounds like. Welcome to the Charlie Brown Podcast. The adult perspective. So just get some equipment or just don't do it. Get some nice equipment. You can borrow mine. No, you can't. No, I don't want your aids. But just rake out the dough. Cause it's embarrassing. Remember back in the day, people thought doing anal was gay. This is an actual thing, okay? Because I know Gen Z nowadays are getting crazy, right? Eating ass is like giving someone a peck on the cheek. Gen Z's into some fucking weird shit. I think they're all furries. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's when people dress up like animals and then they fuck each other. And it's not even like a sexy, like skimpy animal costume that like, you know, sorority girls will wear on Halloween. It's literally like a full-body bear outfit with a bear head, and you're just fucking each other in those. That is a true furry. Because then all the human components are out of it, man. I wonder if you're a furry, if you want to fuck animals. Is that even illegal? Fucking like an animal? I feel like there's a moral question there, and not a lot of people talk about this, but I feel like if someone fucked a goat, you're like, it's rape, because the goat didn't consent. Animal rapist. What the fuck was I talking about? Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. People thought back in the day doing anal with a... Dude, and it wasn't with a dude. Like, doing anal with a woman was gay. I've heard that shit before. I've heard stories where guys would try to, like, sneak it into their girlfriend's butt, and the girl would be like, why are you trying to fuck my ass? You gay? That blows my mind. Just because gay people do it means it's gay? The fact that it's a female asshole is all the difference, okay? Not asses are all the same. It's like kissing someone. Everyone's got a pair of lips, right? But if you kiss a pair of man lips, then you're gay. But if it's female lips, it's different. So I never really understood that, you know? I never really got that. So yeah, man, it's not gay. It's just, 50 years old, you're trying to spice up your relationship, right? You take a Viagra and then you stuff it in the anus. I feel like by the time people are 50 too, the anus is like loose enough where it doesn't even matter. It's not painful, right? Ethel can't feel it anymore. She's like, yeah, shove it in, shove three in, fuck it. This thing has had hemorrhoids for the past 30 years. You think I feel anything? No. I feel like you're just blowing air up my gooch. Okay. Well, that was some lowbrow podcasting right there. Whatever. Oh, dude, I fucking hate this. I hate when you go to, like CVS or, like, Duane Reade or Walgreens or honestly any store, and then they ask you to donate money. Like, they'll be like, you want to contribute $1 to the Children's Fund of Virginity to make sure that children are pure and they stay pure and good Christians forever. I really hate the fact that, like, they can't even say it on the screen too. Like it can't be like you right before you swipe your credit card, you know, before you enter your PIN number. It's not on the screen. Like, would you want to donate $1? It's always the fucking person who has to say it. The person behind the counter has to say it. So you have to say no out loud, and then you get to watch them judge you like you piece of shit. You can't even donate $1 for children, you fuckface. Here's a question, CVS. You're a massive corporation. Why do I have to donate? Why do I have to donate? I make an hourly wage, okay? You guys have buildings all over America. How about every time I make a purchase, you just donate $1? How about that? How about that? Instead of fucking turning it around on me. Oh, we're CVS. We're trying to be good by encouraging people to. If you want people to donate, then you fucking donate. You got all the money. You guys are carrying inventory of chocolate covered almonds. If you got inventory of chocolate covered almonds, you're pretty rich. You're doing pretty good. So how about you donate $1.50 or whatever the fucking amount you're asking me for?
Would you like to donate?
No. No. I would not. All right? I'm currently buying this wart cream for reasons I don't want to say. So it's like, hey, my life's not going too great. You donate. It's also the same thing with, like, social media, too. That shit is annoying. Social media websites will try to, like, they'll try to put in their little good 2 cents and try to be good corporations, right? Like, Instagram, dude. Instagram just every day just keeps telling me to vote. Fuck you, Instagram. Do you know how much, like, mental torment and FOMO and, like, depression you've caused millions of people? And then you're going to just be like, and remember to vote. Be a good citizen. If you want to be a good citizen, Instagram, just shut down. Actually, I need you to promote my comedy shit. But still, I'm not buying it. There's a time and a place. Okay? And what I'm trying to stare at some titties on Instagram, I don't want to be reminded of Joe Biden. Okay? One moment, I'm seeing an ass move up and down, and then the next, it's Trump's face, and it's like, vote, make sure you register. Vibe kill. You've killed the vibe. I also like the fact that, like, dude, I mean, Instagram is such like that's like the biggest tool that people use for stalking exes. One thing I don't get is like when people don't just like block their exes or like defriend them on social media. You know? You guys aren't going to talk anymore, so why still be friends? I like how that's like a game we all play too. The game of, oh, I don't stalk my ex. Like, you can't give your ex or your exes any indication that you have visited their profile or have, like, searched them up. When we're all doing it, we are all doing it. Every single one of us. You know? Maybe it's not fucking obsessive, but every once in a while, yeah. I'll check in, and I know you're checking in on me, but there's fucking radio silence. Isn't that the fucking weirdest relationship ever? You know? It's like, I know that we're fucking following each other's lives, right? And we're competing. Just comparing. Like, oh, fuck, they got a new boyfriend. God damn it! They're winning! Or it's like, uh-oh, they got a promotion. Fuck. Right? Everyone's following, but it's just radio silence? That's so weird. One of these days, man, I would respect anyone who just fucking, anytime they fucking stalk their ex, every photo that they see, just throw it a like. Fuck it. Fuck it. I think in 10 years, that's the move, you know? 10 years, that's what you should do, is you should just start liking all your ex's photos and then acting like nothing happened. Just comment like, hey, you're looking good here, babe. But yeah, I mean, I don't care. You know, I don't care. Even if my girl, like, if she's stalking her ex, like, it's a normal part of life. You know, you're just curious. I stalk, like, classmates I went to school with from elementary school. It's like, if I'm fucking stalking those people, you don't think I'm going to stalk someone who I fucking was inside of consistently for months at a time? Yeah, I'm gonna follow them and see what they're up to. I was fucking stalking my sixth grade crush the other day. She's doing well. She's living in Louisiana now. She's Asian, so that's fucking, you know, I don't know what the fuck she thinks is gonna happen there. Maybe she wishes. Maybe she wants to die. I don't know. She wants to stand out. I'm the only Asian in Louisiana. Asians don't go to Louisiana. But yeah. Let's just all stop playing that game. Let's all fucking, you know, start sending nudes to each other again. That's what we should all do. Send nudes to your friend. Send nudes to your cousin that you have funny feelings for. Send nudes to your stepsister. I mean, Pornhub basically has given the green light on incest. So much stepsister shit. It's upsetting. I don't care, though. Okay. That's enough, dude. I like keeping these episodes short. I think they just turn out better. So that's going to be it, guys. Remember to whatever. I don't care. I mean, remember to send me a picture of your asshole. You have my email, okay? And, yeah, that's going to be it. Bye.